Everybody, welcome to GayXYZ.
Hey guys, isn't Hello. That song beautiful?
I like it. I really do.
It's really cool. Yeah, I was like it too. When I was in Chicago this weekend, Kim Chi, she's a popular drag queen up there. She performed that, and I was like, "What is this?" It's Say Lulu. I'm like obsessed with them. I listened to their whole album today.
I really liked it. I've never heard of them before.
Yeah, they're like super super new onto the scene.
Are they American?
I'd say it's like alternative, and they're with like a really small record label, so, but I think they got what it takes, and they are gorgeous girls, gorgeous,
they
gorgeous
are.
Girls.
They are, blonde and a brunette, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, I can see them, yeah, they are pretty. Nice suggestion, I like that a lot, thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, everybody, thanks for listening to GayXYZ, it's your host, Christian Donovan and Jason, I always try to say our names alphabetically. and we are coming at you from Dallas, Texas, because that's where we all live and we reside. And we want to say thanks for listening to the show. If you haven't heard of the show before, you can always find us on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time and on the website at gayxyz.com, also on speaker.com. So if you want to find out more about us, go to gayxyz.com and you can. So tonight we're talking about several things, as usual, and we wanted to talk about, well, Christian, you actually had something specific you wanted to discuss first, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think tonight as a main topic, I think one thing that's really interesting about our show is that we have the different point of views from each different generation. And one of the big things I've kind of noticed as I've grown up, and especially as technology has kind of, we've become a slave to technology, is how we communicate, and specifically dating wise. So for me, you know, as a millennial person in my early 20s, I've kind of just been thrown into this world of like online dating and just like app dating, and that's kind of all it is. And like, if you go out to bars or clubs or lounges or whatever it may be, you know, nobody really approaches people anymore. You know, people are so fearful of rejection, and they don't want to go up to somebody. So if they see a cute guy that they like, they go on their like Tinder or Grindr or Scruff or whatever it is to see if they're on there, to see, I guess, if they're single or, you know, if they're open to communication. But, you know, that's one thing I kind of wish that it was old school, because I feel like, I don't know, like online dating and like app dating to me is like so weird, and I'm kind of shy. So like, meeting a stranger on a date is like really weird. I don't know. What do you guys think? Like,
no,
how do you feel like it differs from how you guys grew up?
I can completely talk about that, because when I grew up, because, you know, it was forever ago, because I'm so old, forever ago in the 90s, you know, before computers were really huge and you can communicate online and stuff. When I was 14 years old, I was on BBS's local bulletin boards, they were called. You could communicate right. That way. So I've actually been doing that ever since then. But actually, you know, we'd go out to the clubs usually to meet guys, or with your friends or whatever, but clubs. Right. And so when we go to the club, I'd be walking and somebody grab my ass, or, right. or someone would grab my crotch, or they'd say hi, or buy me a drink or whatever. So it was always like the typical, you know, what you find when you go out, usually in the old days. That's what would happen. So mm-hmm. you were interested in someone, you would go up to them. Right. And you'd ask for their number, and you get a little white card, you write your phone number with a pencil on it and say, hey, call me, you know, whatever. And now I think it's so true what you're saying, that people are so used and so comfortable to being behind a computer screen, whether it's their phone or their desktop, instead of actually connecting with people by actually going up to them and risking themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't have to anymore. And I think that really takes away from a real interaction. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think so too. What about you, Jason? Do you do like any online dating, Plenty of Fish, or anything like that?
I have. I currently have a Plenty of Fish profile up, but I rarely go to it. I mean, it's just, I don't. It is different because we are in the era of technology where everyone has, you know, where everyone there's. You go online and you meet someone instead of, you know, doing it, you know, back in the day like they used to do in person and that type of thing. So I think it takes away from the social aspect of as far as mm-hmm. meeting someone in person, because, you know, it's one of those things, like, I've been on dates to where, like, it seemed like I met someone and we had a lot to talk about online, but then once we met on person, it was like crickets chirping.
It's a different, yeah, you had it's textual a chemistry.
It's a exactly.
It's
exactly.
A completely different, so, it's a completely yeah. different dynamic.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I do agree as well that it's definitely changed, and well, not in a good way, but, you know, that's the age of, you know, social media and online dating and all that.
Well, I also think that when you meet people, as you just said, the dynamic is different when you meet someone online and you talk to them that way versus in person. And you can have a great conversation and get along great online, and then you meet them in person, and like you said, it's crickets. And that is part of the negative side of it, because you get to know someone for who they are to some extent, but you can't get to know them 100% until you meet them, right, in the flesh. And I think that's such a big difference in actually meeting someone online, because, I mean, you never know what you're going to get online. So,
well, yeah, and, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, somebody might have a profile picture from 5 years ago or 50 pounds ago or, you know, whatever. It's so easy to, like, put up a false representation of yourself,
and I think and then, that's what everybody does online when you, the most part.
When you get put in that situation on a date, and you're like,
well, if you're dating,
you know, it could be a sticky situation.
If you're dating and you do that, especially if you're dating and you do that, then it's not fair to the person that you meet to expect someone right. 50 pounds ago or 20 years ago, right. obviously. Mm-hmm. So that's not fair. But I don't know. I think you know, I met my husband on MySpace.
throwback Thursday.
Yeah. So, and well, that was in 2007. It wasn't that long ago. It was the tail end of the era. But yeah, so I you know, and that's how I met. And I think it's fine. I think you can meet someone for sure online. I just think that you have to take it from online to the real world. You can't just stay online all the time, obviously.
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. You're going to tell your kids, well, it all started when Daddy liked my photo.
he was actually his friend said he was trying to get him to date again. And I was on Yahoo or something. I don't know. He saw my picture on there. Then he saw me on Facebook. I mean, MySpace. And she said, email him. And he's like, no. He's out of my league or something like that. I'm like, whatever. That's what he told me. I was like, I'm not out of your league. Anyway, so he goes, he emails me, whatever. And then I'm like, you don't have a picture. Give me a picture. I was like really snappy and bitchy about it.
Right.
I was like, where's your picture?
Right.
And, you know, because people like, they come to you and they're like, you've got a picture. You've got your whole fucking life on there. And
right.
They don't have a picture or anything.
Yeah, hello so, in return. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I need to do that. That's the other thing. but I think, you know, also people today are very weary of, to some degree, just having a connection. Even after you meet someone, you've met them in person, sort of like Jason was talking about. You know, I think sometimes because you're so comfortable online, I think your persona can be completely different in person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are either of you very different in person than you are online? I'm pretty much exactly the same, but are you any different, or what do you think?
I'm the same.
Yeah, so am I.
I'd say I'm the same. I have a bit more personality in person than I do online, just because sometimes online I have to kind of hold back a little bit.
A bit more personality in person? Is that what you said?
Like, you're missing the facial expressions.
Oh, yeah, the punctuation. Yes, okay.
The hand gestures, all that. But sometimes I have to hold back a little bit online from a business standpoint. But, you know,
right.
I always like to like have a lot of energy in person and, you know.
I don't like to censor myself. That's my thing. I've never liked to censor myself. And I'm exactly the same way in person as I am online. So people are like, you know, one time actually like about 3 months ago or 2 months ago, I put online, okay, I'm going to do an experiment. It's July actually. I'm going to do an experiment for a month. And then I'm going to see what happens if I say exactly what I think all the time for a month. And I did. And at the end of the month, I realized I already say exactly what I think all the time.
You're like, oh, I would already say this anyway.
Yeah, I was no different. And my friends are like, you're no different than you always are. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. So anyway, no. But yeah, I think it's a good point, though, Christian. I think people, it is different. People do date differently than used to.
It's so weird because like 5-6 years ago, it was so taboo to like have a Grindr, like have any sort of kind of like dating app. Like it was something you didn't really talk about.
No.
Like,
imagine, okay, yes, 5-6 years ago for you, but imagine the early days in the 90s when I was using it, people looked at you like you were fucking crazy from another planet. Like you met somebody online? I mean, it's like, what? I mean, aren't they like a pedophile? I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
In the 90s, people thought everybody who was online was like that or whatever. So, but yeah, it's true. That is true. But what about, you know, in terms of dating now versus before, another thing I think is different is, at least in my perspective, is that you guys seem to not really, not you guys personally, but your generations seem to not really value romance very much. For me, I mean, there's dating where you actually go on a date, you get to know someone, you try to romance someone, you try to fall in love versus just going and having sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For gay guys, anyway.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of guys are jaded and kind of tarnished, and they kind of just have this, I don't know, like, until you can break down the wall, they kind of don't give you a whole lot, you know what I mean? Because I feel like maybe they think, you know, and if they're a serial dater, they don't date often or whatever, you know, maybe they think that this is just kind of another one until they prove otherwise. But I think that you should, you know, have, like, a little bit of an opening to, you know, be open to letting somebody in.
Well, everybody, that's the whole point, though, about if you're looking for love, and this is a point for anyone, if you're looking for love, you have to be vulnerable. You can't allow yourself to have a wall up and try to actually be in love with someone. It's not possible.
Yeah.
So I think maybe it's generational, too, though. I think your generation seems a lot more jaded than mine was. Mine was all about romance. Listen to the music in the 90s. It was all about love and falling in love. And then in 2000, it's like, shake that ass, shake that ass. It's like, you know, it's like so different.
So, I know. Imagine what the next ones are going to be like.
Oh, no. It's going to be pornography on the road.
I can only imagine.
Oh, I know.
Pretty soon.
Speaking of generation gaps, did you see that video I posted by any chance?
Yeah, I did see it.
Yes, that is hilarious.
The old, not older, I don't want to say older, but old.
Yeah, the old guy.
Older guy.
Yeah. But
they made the young 20 guy seem like a complete idiot.
Airhead. I mean, well, that's how the thing is. I mean, just, it's not like he's an airhead so much. I mean, although he did seem like one, the actor, the way he portrayed him. But I mean, for me, it's like when I run into this, it's like I expect a certain level of knowledge from gay people, whatever age they are, because it's just pop culture. And I think most gay guys generally are pretty up on culture, whether it's our culture or another one. So when I was young, when I was like 20-year-old kid, I actually had lots of friends who were older than me. And so I knew all this shit. So maybe I was an anomaly. But and so that's why I always knew the generation before me and after me, whatever. But you guys, you guys are the same way to some degree. And I don't expect you to know everything.
I mean, it's like that for people when it comes to music. I mean, I may not know all these movies from back in the day, but I mean, I've talked to people who are like, who's Missy Elliott? Or, I was like, are you kidding me? You don't know who Missy Elliott? Yeah, because I remember watching this video on, I think I might have talked about this several shows ago, but there was this not BuzzFeed, but there was some type of video where they had like these teenagers to like watch 90s music videos. And
I saw that too, and I loved it.
Some girl was like, is that Missy Elliott? And then she was like, is that a man or a woman? Like, I really don't know. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
Yes. And see, that's how I feel a lot of the time, because it's not about your age. I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about, you know, another person, existential you, your age. Your age isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking so much about the fact that it's knowledge. And so people just don't seem to be interested in knowing about where people came from. Like, for example, people like who love Britney Spears or Taylor mm-hmm. Swift or whomever may be current now. I don't know whoever that is. Mm-hmm. Who came before them? And who came before them? Who were the actors and the actresses before those actors in it today?
Yeah, who paved the way?
Exactly. And I think you got to pay homage to those people. And so I think most people should be up to date on those things. I mean, if you're going to say, who's Missy Elliott? Wow.
That's how I feel. That's exactly how
it's just like to me. It's like saying, who is Madonna? Who is Janet Jackson? Who? I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like, what? It's just nuts to me. So anyway, I just thought it was a funny little video. But if you guys haven't seen it, who are listening on the show, you can go to the, I think it's on the GayXYZ page as well as the Off Limits Show page. You can go to the other page and you can go on there and look at the video about generation gaps in the gay community. It's pretty fucking funny. So you actually wanted to talk about Caitlyn Jenner on Ellen, Jason?
Yes. Yeah, so as you guys know, I'm okay with Caitlyn Jenner. She's okay. However, she was on the Ellen show sometime last week, and Ellen was pretty much asking her some questions about, you know, what does she think about same-sex marriage. You know, yada, yada, yada. And Caitlyn's answer was actually pretty interesting. She says, let me find the quote right quick.
She was really lukewarm about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was like, I'm a traditionalist. I'm older than most people in the audience. I kind of like tradition, and it's always been between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I don't quite get it. Mm-hmm. Then she goes on to say, you know, as time goes on, I think a lot of people on this issue have really changed their thinking and that type of thing. And she was like, you know, if the word marriage is really, really that important to you, I can go with it. So here's my take on it. I kind of feel like she still somewhat does not support same-sex marriage. And I know it's very cliche because, you know, she's a transgender, you know,
woman.
But it's also like, I'm like, how can you be a transgender woman who's also Republican who is against same-sex marriage? It's a little twisty to me. You know what I mean? And it was very interesting because I was like, she tried to cover it up, you know, during the interview, and she didn't flat out say it. But if you put two and two together, I was like, I think she still does not 100% support.
I agree with you. Marriage. When I saw it, I was uncomfortable. When I saw that I saw it when it was happening on the Ellen show, and I was like, ooh. And I was like, and Ellen called her out on it instantly and said, you know, well, they want, of course they want the word marriage because they want to be equal. If you want to be equal, you have to have the same word. And she kind of was like, well, I understand that, whatever. But right. I mean, the truth is, what's so confusing to me, and I agree with you, Jason, is that she's a transgender woman and she wants these rights, which are very, very much parallel to what gay rights are wanting or whatever, and yet can't see the hypocrisy and not supporting it. However, she has since come out since after that happened and said that she does fully support gay rights and that she's evolved on this issue and she's changed and she's been taught that. Now. Well, I mean, but even if it's true, I have to say, I mean, she is a neophyte. She's brand new. And she's coming from someone who once was a highly conservative individual. So she has to be basically, her brainwashed brain has to be reprogrammed away from the Republican side. And she'll begin to understand and become, I bet you $1 million in 10 years, she'll be a Democrat or whatever, or a liberal.
Mm-hmm. No, I just feel like she's doing just a traditional thing because people are kind of heated about it. I feel like she's just trying to retract her statement.
She's
and
trying
like,
to keep
oh,
one
well, what
foot.
I really meant was.
She's trying to keep one foot in that world and another foot in this world because she's afraid to put that foot into this one all the way because she doesn't want to be considered a freak and all the shit she's talking about the show. I think that's what it is, honestly. She's afraid to let go of all these previous notions she had because she's had them for her entire life. And so what I'm trying to say is I understand why she is that way. I don't agree with it, but I think that she'll probably come around. So I'm trying to be fair.
I don't think she's gonna come around.
You know, my mom was really, really conservative, and growing up was never a gay ally. Was never
Darth Vader. Is that you?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
She was very, very conservative, and then.
I think we lost him. He's gonna come back. He'll come back.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, she was super conservative, and. It wasn't until I came out that she started kind of slowly starting to accept it. So I think over time you just become more comfortable with it and you just...
Well, it's just like anything. When you don't understand, you're ignorant of something, which means that you don't understand it. You don't know anything about it, really. And that's the same thing with her and your mother or Caitlyn Jenner. Once they're immersed and they understand it, they understand people who are gay. They understand people who are transgender. They understand it because they're with these people. Right. Then they have an understanding. They understand that what they thought before was wrong. So it's just a matter of learning. I agree with you completely. I think she'll evolve too, although Jason thinks he's not so sure.
No, I'm not too sure about that.
Well, speaking
people of, can change. People can change.
Speaking of,
but,
change,
I mean, but you have to remember she is now a transgender woman and she still has these thoughts.
It's hypocritical. It is.
Yeah, it is. I don't know.
It is hypocritical. I agree with you. I feel the same way you do, Jason. On one foot, I'm just trying to be optimistic, and I think also give her the benefit of the doubt because I think she has, even from that show, I Am Kate, from the beginning of the show to the end of the show, you see an evolution in thought about several different topics that she has changed on. So I think she has an open enough mind to actually go there. I think the problem I feel, though, and I think what you're feeling maybe is I think she thinks that she's transgender, so therefore she's a woman, quote unquote. Therefore, that's not the same as being gay because she's not gay because she's a woman now, and it doesn't really apply to her, these gay right things. And so she's not part of the gay community. She's part of the transgender. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
So I think that's what she's thinking. I don't agree with it either, Jason, but we'll see what happens. Speaking of change, Mariah Carey now is a freaking video game character.
Did you guys see this?
Wait, what happened?
You didn't see this? Oh my god, you have got to look it up.
Oh my gosh. So she's the new face of this video game it's like a medieval times video game. So she's not like a character in the video game, she's just kind of like the face of it. And in the commercial, they're playing her song Hero. And she kind of, you know, jumps off the horse or whatever it is and flips her hair around. And
it's called Game of War.
Oh, Game of War, yeah. And she's
found it. Yeah.
She's like, you could be the hero. And then kind of like jogs off. But it's
so hokey.
And her career is over.
Don't you think that's beneath her? Okay. I don't think her career will ever be over, but I think it's in the dumps.
It's over.
So this is the question. Is this a low point in her career, or is this just a fun opportunity?
I think it's a misstep. I think she shouldn't have done this. I think she should have done something else. Not this is ridiculous and stupid.
So I thought this was like Funny or Die at first.
It should have been.
I mean, half of people, half of these gamers don't even know who the hell she is. Remember, you have to remember a lot of these kids are
14 years
between
old.
10 and 14 years old. They could be like, who the hell is this bitch? Yeah. Like, they could be like, who's Mariah Carey? Trust me, they're not going to know who she is. No. And if they do, it's only because, you know, they heard their parents maybe reference her.
I also don't think Hero is an appropriate song for a video game. It doesn't make any sense. Hero, it's like a ballad, right?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense to me at all. But Hero, I mean, just
Hero in a Game of War video game?
Yes, exactly. It doesn't make sense in terms of the way it sounds. I mean, maybe the word Hero, yeah, but not the actual song. It's really bizarre. I don't know. Mariah Carey, I think, you know, her voice has, as we have all seen, degraded over time because she hasn't taken care of it, I think. And don't you think it's degraded? And I think she's also just, I don't think she gives a shit so much anymore. Do you think she cares too much? Which one do you think it is?
I think it's effortless for her. I don't think she puts a lot of thought into anything. She doesn't rehearse. She doesn't really put a lot of thought into her stage set. You know, to her, she's Mariah Carey, darling.
That's what I mean by she doesn't give a shit anymore. She's like, I'm Mariah Carey. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I don't care.
She's just going to end up tarnishing her
if
reputation.
If it's good or not. And that's right. You've got to work for it. I don't care who you are. You've got to work.
This entire commercial is stupid. I'm watching it right now. They're in medieval times and they have a fucking cell phone. I'm like, really? Really? Come on now.
I don't know anything about the game. Maybe the game is back in time and they have
cell phones. Before her, it was Kate Upton who was the spokesperson. I kind of thought that was silly too, but Mariah Carey.
It's just hokey and bizarre. It's bad placement for her. Whoever her PR people are stupid. Or publicist, I mean.
We'll go ahead and post the video on the Facebook page after the show.
Yeah, so people can see how
her taking off running in this commercial
the
is
best. I needed like
it is hilarious. I was just like, it looks like she takes off running. Okay, have you ever seen that? I think it's a State Farm or one of those commercials where the robot's driving the car and then he rear ends the other car and he gets out and says, uh-oh, and then takes off running.
That's what she looks like.
She runs just like that fucking robot in that commercial. I swear to God. Look it up if you don't believe me.
Poor Mariah. Poor Mariah. Poor Mariah. Poor Mariah.
Not a good look, Mariah.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, before we move on to the next topic, did you see the article about Janet Jackson's show and the fact how she... she's like doing medleys of all her songs. She's not even doing full songs.
She's doing like 32 some odd tracks. So that, I mean, a lot of people do that though. Like a lot of people that have a big set, they only do like half of the song.
Well, 32 tracks times 4 minutes is only an hour and like, or 2 hours or something. That's okay. So do all the fucking songs, bitch. You're paying for it. I mean, that's not that.
Madonna does that too though.
She does not.
She does more of like.
She does all of her songs, but when she does like a medley, she does like 3 songs that you don't give a shit about anyway, usually. Like, it's like songs that are like deep cut songs. And she doesn't do like Vogue usually as a.
Or
they're
like
mean?
Sample. Like,
yeah.
Like a sample.
But and they're like, usually like interludes. It's not like the whole song, the whole performance. I just don't like that. But whatever. I think it's lazy. But you get what you pay for when you go to Madonna and you go.
I don't know. I was really rooting for her and. It just seems like this comeback has just fallen flat. I'm sorry.
I'm a Janet Jackson supporter,
but it just seems like this her comeback had very little promotion. I mean, even her songs get very little radio play.
It was badly handled.
I'm just like, I don't know who her, you know, manager, who's in charge of her promoting label. And you know, they did a horrible job.
Well, I don't think she's on a record label. I think she's producing all this herself. I don't think it's her own label, actually. And that's what we discussed before about her is that I think that's one reason why she's doing so poorly because she doesn't have the backing of a major label. Mm-hmm. She probably could have, but I think she chose to do it on her own.
Yeah. I mean, more money.
Exactly. So I think that that's the problem, but you know, whatever. Now you actually had mentioned something about, Tamar Braxton.
Yeah, this is actually, oh, Jesus.
Oh, the same bitch who blocked me? Okay.
The same one.
So October 2nd, Janet's album's coming out. And now, Tamar Braxton's album's coming out on October 2nd because her or her record label or her management team decided to push the album back for the 5th time.
Mm-hmm. Bitch.
And they have been, like, heavily promoting this record to come out September 11th. That's kind of been, like, the big thing, September 11th. And they promoted it on all the reality shows, the talk show, every interview. Like, it was a big deal, right? And I was excited because I've been waiting since January. And then after January, it was May. And then after May, it was July. And then after July, it was September. And now it's October. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was upset because what happened was it was September 10th at 11 p.m. Central Time, which is when the album goes on sale.
Yes.
And so I go on my iTunes to go ahead and just get her downloaded. And it says unavailable until October 2nd.
And you're like, of course, bitch.
I know what that fucking means. So I immediately go to her Instagram like, oh, hell no. Didn't post anything about it. Never tweeted it. Nothing.
That is just wrong.
Anybody. So I'm looking at the comments. All the fans are upset. Everyone's mad. Basically saying, like, they feel like they can't trust her anymore because she is, like, giving them false dates and keeps changing it. And in my opinion, I believe it was pushed back because now that she's on Dancing with the Stars, they want to kind of, like, get that little last bit of momentum up. But to be honest, I don't care anymore.
You're, like, over it.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. Like, I've lost the excitement. You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, it's really bad. Let's talk about badly managed. That's really badly managed. I mean, you've lost all the momentum from that, as well as promotion that she's done on talk shows and everything else. And then you wait. Yeah. That makes no sense. That's really stupid.
The day of.
Really dumb. Well, it is her, so you get what you want.
Yeah, this is Take My Breath I'm talking about. So I'm not buying the album. I don't fucking care when it comes out. You won't be getting a dime of my fucking money, bitch. So
who do you think is going to have the number one R&B album, the album that's heavily promoted, or Janet's album that's just Janet that will sell?
Janet might do fine once we hear the rest of the album.
Yeah.
We only heard one song. And
I'm rooting for Janet.
Yeah, me too.
So we'll see.
You cannot put Tamar Braxton and Janet Jackson in the same. I'm sorry, no.
But you have to remember, this is something that Tamar Braxton does. She pulls these stunts and expects people to be okay with it, and
but you can't do that to your fans, though.
It's like where's the communication? Like,
exactly, she's
to be pushed back, to be pushed out.
She didn't say anything.
But if you don't say anything, you leave everybody high and dry when you've been promoting this record for 4 months. Like,
yes,
trust me, no one's gonna care. I can almost guarantee you her album sales are going to be low because half of these people have just lost interest.
Yeah.
So or if they do decide to buy it, I mean, it's not gonna be that big day of anticipation like a lot of artists go through when they release an album. No one's gonna care.
I don't care.
I don't care when the album comes out, and you know, best of luck to her, but give me my money.
Poor so. Christian yeah. has to wait some more. Poor Christian.
Let us know how the album over this.
Maybe I'll go online and listen to it for free.
The few songs I've heard are cute, but I just. She released a single like almost a year ago.
What's she waiting for? That's what I'm saying.
Let me know.
Let me know it's on this album?
Yes. It's on the deluxe edition. Yeah.
Why did she? Oh, God. Okay. I had no idea that that song was on this coming up album. I thought it was on the.
No, boo boo.
Oh, well.
You know who else I don't give a shit about?
Best of luck, Tamar.
Kim Davis.
Get my money.
Kim Davis. Kim Davis. Now,
why is she still in the media? I don't understand what like the big thing is.
That's my issue too.
Whose topic was this? Anyway,
it's my topic, okay. But that's what I want to talk about.
Why is
she still in the media? Because she went to jail. She got out. She was in there for 24 hours, even though she acted like she was in there for 90 years. And then she gets out, and then she says, I'm going back to work, but I'm still not issuing same-sex marriage licenses. I'm just like, then why are you going back to work?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you pretty. I feel like she's technically breaking the law,
She's not. And because the whole point was not that she didn't want to issue them herself. The point was that she was preventing her entire office from issuing them. That's what's breaking the law. She has a religious objection to it. Then she can say, I have a religious objection, and not participate in it. But someone else in the office has to do it. And before she was saying, no, you don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Now they're doing it. So that's the difference. So she's technically not breaking the law anymore. She's refusing to sign them. And for a while, people thought, well, will they be valid? Because yes, they will be valid because her deputy's signing them. So they're still valid. But on them, they're typing in a pursuant to the Supreme Court ruling or requirements or something like that. So they're even doing that. No matter what they do, they're still trying to stick it to the gays any way they can to say that they're not doing it of their free will.
We need someone from Kentucky who's listening to call into the show.
I know. I want to hear their opinion on it. I have a friend from Kentucky who actually listens to my show all the time. Her name is Emmy, and she... No, she's in Virginia. Never mind.
Cute.
I'm sorry, they're not all the same.
If anyone in Kentucky is listening, please call in because we would love to hear your opinion.
And I wanted to tell you that we had a voicemail that I tried hard to find earlier today. It was from a listener named John Patton, who's listened to my show for a long time. He started listening to our show, and he said some great things about our show. He wanted to tell you all that he loves our show. He listens to it every week, and usually live. And he really, 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 really loves what we're doing and to keep doing it. So I'm sorry.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, I really wish. I'm sorry, John. I don't know what happened to the freaking voicemail. I was on Skype, and I don't know what happened to it. I'm sorry. So, but thank you for listening.
When you said we got a letter, I got nervous. So I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no, no.
My first bit of hate mail.
Oh, I love hate mail. Unfortunately, I didn't get any yet. I know.
Because then I can talk shit about it.
I used to, when I started my Off Limits show, I used to get, every fucking day, fucking motherfucker, you know, shit like that. I'm like, thanks, you know. Anyway, it's just so much fun to me because they're such idiots, but whatever. So anyway, Kim Davis is a moron. We know that. But yeah, she's back at work in Kentucky, so big whoop.
Do something with the hair, bitch.
Can't they fire her? Like, I don't understand. Like, if you were
that... She's an elected official, so they have to actually impeach her in order to get rid of her. And the people who are there, it's like a tiny county. It's not that many people, and half of them support her, so they're not going to impeach her. So
right.
She's just a fucking idiot.
She needs to go see a hairstylist ASAP.
Oh, you know who needs to see a hairstylist? It's Donald Trump, who was at the AAC Center in Dallas yesterday. Was it yesterday or today?
It was yesterday.
Okay, it was yesterday. Fucking Donald Trump has this goddamn fucking revival at the AA Center here in Dallas, which, by the way, if you're not in Dallas, is like our biggest,
arena.
Nicest arena in Dallas. Yeah, proper downtown. Yeah.
The American.
It's where the Mavericks play.
Yeah, exactly. We have big concerts there and everything. Anyway, so he has his little rally there for his stupid campaign, which is complete bullshit. And all these people. But the funniest thing was, did you see the guy with a cap that said DTF on the front? No, did you see this? That. There's a guy, if you watch the video, some of the videos of Donald Trump speaking and stuff, he's right in plain view, right to the right of him, and he has a white cap and red letters that says DTF, meaning Donald Trump forever. But that's not that's not what DTF means, as you know. So, it's just hilarious, and the guy doesn't even, he's completely oblivious to the whole fucking thing. And he had these people in the audience that kept changing. Like, they had the black guy there, then they moved him. Then they had a white guy there, then they moved him. Then they had a woman there, it's like they kept putting people there so that they'd be seen behind him.
On camera.
Yeah.
Because I remember the clip that I saw, they had a Hispanic man standing behind him.
Yeah,
they kept changing. And I was like, are you fucking serious?
I couldn't believe that there were black people and brown people and gay people there, but the people they interviewed actually said, love it. I mean, this is the gay guy they interviewed, said, I'm just here for the show. He said, I'm not interested in voting for the guy. He said, I'm just here because watch the
to be I'm assuming complete... this is...
No, go ahead.
To be completely honest, if I would have been in town, I would have gone for the same reason.
Just to watch the
to
show.
To just see the show.
Oh, I wouldn't. I've would been you so embarrassed had I been seen on camera. Oh my God, no.
Oh please, you wouldn't have been seen on camera. I would have sat in the back. No one there would have known me. Trust and believe.
It's just weird. Donald.
Well, what do you think about his campaign? Do you think he's going to be able to be president?
It's a fucking...
No, it's a joke.
His antics make this shit an international reality show. As of yet, he has yet to say anything in regards to politics. The only thing he does is just go out and just publicly bully and talk shit about people. He hasn't said anything about politics.
He's a blowhard. That's all he does is just blow his fucking mouth. Yeah, and that's the thing. They ask him, what is your policy on this? What is your policy? I'm going to fix this. I'm going to do this. But he never gives him a plan.
To all the Donald Trump supporters, he's not going to fucking win. I just want to let you know that.
Well, this is what's interesting to me. It's like, he says he's going to lower taxes, right, apparently. Mm-hmm. Lower taxes, but still he's going to manage to, like, get rid of all the immigrants and build a wall. A beautiful wall. A beautiful wall.
Yeah.
How does that make any fucking sense? I don't...
He's not a politician. He's not a politician. He's an entertainer. He's not a politician. And unfortunately, though, although he's a ridiculous moron, although people are voting for him still. People are still voting for him. People are wanting him to win, I mean. And his poll numbers keep going up, 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 up. They have not gone down. They're continually going up on the Republican Party side.
They're also saying that his Twitter followers are gone up because they want to see what the fuck he's tweeting. Because he just flies off the handle with all this bullshit.
That's probably true, yeah. Just to see what he says, yeah. Well, it's just like a show. It's a show to him and nothing else. But even if he actually does become a candidate, the Republican candidate, which, God forbid, is frightening as fuck.
I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
You know, it's more frightening to me to have him than even fucking Sarah Palin on the other side. I mean, he frightens me. Because the guy, if he were actually president of the United States of America, can you imagine him, like, you know, fuck you, blowing up Korea, or, you know what I mean, just because he's in the mood or whatever, and getting rid of all the immigrants because he feels like it. I mean, the guy is like a fucking Nazi, so I do not want him to be the president. And unfortunately, it can happen. This is America. It is a bit of an idiocracy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel like if he becomes president, I won't be on this show anymore because I'm sure he's going to round up all the Hispanics and black people and tell us to get the fuck out of here.
What's he going to do with me then?
Do what?
What's he going to do with me?
I don't know. You cut me in half.
I don't know.
No, they may have a trial for you. So they may have to call in a jury, and the grand jury makes a decision.
Oh, that's hilarious. Anyway.
I'm not even sweating it. That will never happen.
No, well, I hope you're right. If it does, I'd be very disappointed in America. But anyway, what else was on the list? Andy Cohen has a Sirius XM channel. I don't know if you guys like him or dislike him. People either love him or hate him. What do you all think about him?
I like him. I mean, I don't have anything against him.
He's okay. He could be a little messy at times, but he's overall okay. I don't. Okay, so explain to us what his Sirius channel is about, because I didn't even know he had a Sirius XM channel.
Well, it just started literally like 2 days ago or yesterday, and it's a Sirius XM channel. So he has a show where he has his own shows, and he has like Lance Bass on there now, moved to his channel, and other people.
Aren't they fucking?
No, they never fucked, although they did have
just kissed.
They did have some intimacy, yes, a while back, a long time ago.
Should I say allegedly?
Well, no, they admitted that they went to bed together, but they didn't have sex. Meaning they didn't fuck. Mm-hmm. They didn't fuck, is all I know. They may have been oral. They may have been oral sex, but I don't know what else happened. That's what Lance Bass said.
So you want so they want us to believe that they got in bed together and messed around with it.
Well, I think it's because they were drunk or whatever they said, and I don't know, whatever. Haven't you ever been with a guy and not had full sex with him? Ever?
No. No.
Really? Never?
Never.
Oh, what about you, Chris?
I mean, I don't get around that much. Let's be clear about that.
Okay.
But when I do mess around with some, I don't be like, no, because I'd be damned you go give me hard and be like, oh, I got to go home. No, that ain't going
to
work.
What I mean is there's a difference between, to me, oral sex and fucking. Mm-hmm. So, haven't you ever just had oral sex with a guy and not gone all the way to fucking?
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's what I mean. Okay. That's what I mean. So, anyway, so I think that's what happened with them. They didn't fuck. That's what Lance Bass said. Nobody's pole entered anybody's hole. That's what he said. Uh-huh. That's what he said. So, whatever that means to you, you know, anyway. Jason said you had something you wanted to add about some fun topic or something. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we can come back to it. I forgot.
Okay.
Jason. Jason Joy, everybody.
I forgot. Just come. We'll come back to it.
What did you hear about did we talk about the guy who had the 19-inch penis? Did we talk about that already?
No. What?
Oh, yeah. There was a guy. It was like a couple weeks ago. He was. He's verified. He truly does have a 19-inch penis, and he can't go anywhere because when he goes places, like, you know, the TSA or whatever, thinks he has a gun or whatever, things like that. But he has such a big penis that he's having it reduced because it's so big. He can't have sex with anyone. No one wants to have sex with a 19-inch penis. Exactly. Unless you're like a fucking elephant, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, 19-inch penis. What do you do with a 19-inch penis? And that's flaccid. It's 19 inches flaccid.
How are they going to reduce it? I've never heard of a penile reduction.
I don't know for sure.
I'm just saying. I'm just like, I've never heard of this. So I'm thinking to myself, how do you take away?
Apparently, there is a way. Because, you know, the penis is mostly made up of blood vessels and capillaries and things like that and some muscle. But it's not really, it's not a bone.
Just the thought of this surgery makes me squirm. It just sounds creepy to me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the truth
is. Any medical doctors listening, please call in. Can someone please explain how this works? Because.
By the way, if you do want to call in, the call in number is 214-377-0481. So please call in if you want to call in and talk to us. Anyway, so, yeah, so I just wondered if you'd heard about that. But have you ever, how do I put this? You guys are, what are you laughing about?
Go ahead, ask the question.
Just ask! What's the biggest penis you've ever seen in real life?
there was once, there was once an anaconda that could not be tamed.
Okay. What does that mean? You have to give us context. Inches or something. I don't know.
Girth. It was a lot of girth.
Oh, girth is good. Yes. I think that's actually preferable. But no. So what about you, Jason?
This has been several years back, but there was a guy that I was talking to, and we went on a few dates, and then we finally messed around, and then it was enormous. I think, because I asked him, I was like, how big are you? I think he said he was like 11 and a half inches.
Oh my God.
And then I was just like, and I was like, well, I can't do anything with you because, I mean, I don't know what you expect to do with me. I don't know what the fuck you were going to do with me, but I can't do anything about that. Then he has the audacity to say, well, women don't have a problem with it. I was like, well, I'm not a woman, so.
Well, women would have a problem, I would think, because their typical vagina, they say, is 4.5 inches deep. So where's that going to go?
Up into your uterus, I guess?
I mean,
I don't know. And then he proceeds to tell me that the one time he did mess with a woman, I guess they got a little carried away, and it's going to be a little squeamish, what I'm about to say, but she ended up getting split and had to get 5 stitches down there. So
that's supposed to make you want to have sex with him?
Yeah. Well, he told me this afterwards as I was leaving. Not during the process. So, no, I was just like, well, you pretty much just confirmed that I sure shit ain't going to do anything with you now.
Was this person African-American?
Yes.
Okay, well, then, yeah, okay. And what do you think about that whole myth thing, though, about African-American men?
It's a myth.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a myth so much as... Not every African American man has a huge dong, but
exactly. Like every white guy doesn't have a small dick.
Right, but I do think that they skew a little bit bigger than the general public in my experience. That's what I think, and it's just what I think. I don't know. You think that's not true?
No, it's funny that you say that because I was watching a video on YouTube a few weeks ago, and they were talking about which country has the biggest penis.
I saw something about that
a long time ago. Yeah, and it turns out that the Congo in Africa, the men there have, the average penis size is 7.06 inches.
Yeah, that's flaccid. Average, yes,
And if that's average to them, I mean, big. I'm pretty sure that's going to be, it's quite a few guys that are... way above that.
Well, I just want to say, and this, I don't know how this is going to sound, but just quickly say that the reason the different races have different size penises and to some degree because of how, like, some races we have more wider hip women and some races have thinner hipped women. So, like, thinner hipped women races often, like, really skinny waifish women races often have smaller penises on their men of the same race, whereas men who have wider hipped women races usually have men with thicker, longer penises because their canal is a little deeper down. And that's just the truth. And so what I'm saying is there probably is truth to that because most black women have wider hips than most, like, an English woman or something would have. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying it's a racist thing. I'm just saying it's like a biological thing, the way we've evolved as human beings. And so I think it's true to some degree. I'm not saying they're all huge. I'm just saying that I think that for this, you know, to some degree, they're a little bit bigger than most.
But no, anyway. I got you. Did you guys hear about the woman She was actually my friend Kat told me this. She was watching a show called Atlanta Something. It's about plastic surgeons in Atlanta, and they try to do these things. It's kind of like Botched, but kind of like the Atlanta version.
Okay.
And there was a woman who had these enormous breasts, and she actually used them. She actually used them as part of her job. She used them to massage people, men and women.
Ew.
And she wants to get them reduced. So, and it
what
really
do you mean
shows
she used
her,
them to massage them? She used to put them on people's backs and like rub
she,
them
like
on
she,
them?
Like she would put them on the person that's on the table and massage them with her breasts.
Like she'd use her chest and move them around, or she'd use her hands and rub them on them?
She would use her hands.
Okay.
And I was like,
that's
okay.
Bizarre. That's
but
bizarre.
She had male and female clients. So, and I was speechless for quite some time, but I was just like, well, I guess, I mean, that's a unique way of giving someone a massage. So.
Well, you know, breasts, I mean, whether you're gay, straight, or whatever, breasts feel nice. I mean, whatever you are, I think they feel nice, but they're not something that I'm appealed. They don't appeal to me. I wouldn't want somebody rubbing them all over me or anything. It's kind of weird.
No, it was a little odd to me, but.
Okay. That's a little strange.
Yeah, but she was getting them reduced because she said they, you know, was getting to the point where she was at an age now where she wanted to get them reduced because they were starting to bother her and that type of thing. And
well, she won't be able to massage anymore now.
I think that's what the whole point. I think she said she didn't want to do it anymore.
She's
so
lose her job. Mm.
Yeah. So
do you know about the whole prep thing, by the way, since you guys are out there having sex, do you guys know about prep?
What is it? Education.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know what prep is. Okay.
You mean like a prep school?
No. Yeah, I don't know what prep is. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, so PrEP is, okay, first of all, men who have HIV apparently take this drug called Truvada. And they tested the past five years, they've been testing this drug to use as a preventative measure to prevent guys from getting HIV as a kind of sort of a vaccine type thing. And so these guys would be taking this drug when they were having sex, unprotected sex with strangers or whatever, and to see if it would protect them from having HIV. It's protected 100% of the men from having HIV. So now PrEP, it's called PrEP now. If you don't have HIV and you want to protect yourself from getting it, you can take this drug called Truvada, which is called PrEP, and it prevents you from getting HIV. So I was going to ask you, is this something that you as single men would ever use?
No, because I don't know the side effects.
There aren't any major side effects on a daily basis. Initially, you have diarrhea and some, like, cramping, I think it said. That's all it says.
No, I was just the old-fashioned way and just use a condom. I mean, because...
Good.
I mean, first of all, I don't have, you know, unprotected...
Bareback sex, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just one of those things... I don't know. When it comes to medicine, I always feel like what happens if the medicine doesn't work, or what happens if I get a hold of a pill and it doesn't do what it's supposed to do on that particular pill? And it's well, I don't know. It's too much of a gamble. I don't know.
And that's what the question was basically. Is that something you think? Do you think that's a responsible thing for gay men to do who are having sex, or do you think it's irresponsible for them to think that this is going to protect them when they should still be using a condom because it doesn't protect you from STDs at all, other than HIV?
Yeah, I would just. I'll just stick to the condom myself.
Good. What about
and hope and hopefully that the other person is being honest that they have HIV.
I know Kristen does not like to talk about sex things, but Kristen...
No. I'm listening. No, I agree. I agree. I'm cool with sticking with the condom, but it's not something I would entirely be closed off to, just because I think the more protection, the better. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially as we continue to evolve in medicine and technology. You know, why not use our resources, what we have?
Well, and I guess my other thing was, if you're in a, I think the best thing for PrEP is for someone who's in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or someone who's in a relationship with someone who's HIV positive and you're not. And then I think that it's still use a condom and still be protected that way. I don't know.
Yeah, my concern is that people that are HIV positive, that aren't truthful people, would use this as kind of like a crutch. You know what I mean?
What do you
exactly.
Mean? No, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
So they would talk down kind of the seriousness of their HIV and just, oh, you know, use the PrEP, it's all good, like no big deal, and kind of promote unsafe sex.
Well, the other thing about PrEP is you have to be on it for 3 days before you can have sex. And so you're protected only if you continue to use it. So that's true.
But I think it's a great thing if you have a partner that is HIV positive.
Right.
I mean, that's...
I think it is too. And what do you think about HIV now versus when you were younger? You guys think it's more or less stigmatized or what?
Yeah, I think it's more acceptable now. Mm-hmm. And I went to when gay marriage was legalized, I went to this big gay rally, and they were talking about how HIV victims or whatever, people that have HIV are really the trailblazers and the pioneers and the strength within the gay community, because they were really some of the first people to fight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was kind of the first time I ever really started thinking about that. Because to be honest, I don't know anybody with HIV, or at least not that I know of.
And I started to say, it's interesting that you guys have both grown up in a world where it wasn't like a huge epidemic. I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? When I was a kid, I remember seeing, I actually remember I was like 8 years old. I was sitting in front of the TV and it said, this dude, new disease, AIDS, gay man, And I asked my mom, what's AIDS? And she goes, if a man ever asks to suck your pee pee, say no. And I, and I was thinking to my head, I remember this moment. I was thinking to my head, well, what comes into my pee pee? Urine. I was thinking, why would anybody want to do that? I was thinking in my head. But my point is that there was a world where that existed, and as I got older, it was always something that people talked about. And in the 90s, it was like safe sex. And right. So it's drilled into my head. I would never, me personally, want to, you know, have sex and with some stranger and not be protected with a condom. I'm sorry. I wouldn't rely on PrEP either, Jason. I agree with you. So
yeah.
Anything else y'all want to add before we go?
Yes. So I'm looking online. It looks like this just broke about an hour ago. So Lifetime is reportedly going to do a biopic of Toni Braxton.
Oh, I'm into that.
My God, me too. That poor girl. I'm actually really excited. She's been through the ringer.
Is she going to play herself?
Yes, she is.
Oh. How I fucking know.
Yeah, and then it actually says update confirmed Toni herself to set to star. So she's going to play herself.
The only thing is, Lifetime movies, like I said, the production value sometimes can suck. So I hope they have a good budget. I mean, I guess since she's in it, she can use her own music.
Yeah, that'll kind of be like the Fantasia Barrino, but she doesn't own a lot of her music.
That's because she's fucked over in the beginning of her contract. That first contract. Have you heard what she made off her first contract? She made literally. Yeah.
I actually read the book when her book came out.
It was like thousands of dollars. That was it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever. And she made multi-millions for the record company. She was fucked over royally. So I really would love to see this. I really would.
I am. I'm actually really excited. I am really looking forward to this.
That's so sad. I just hate when people were taken advantage of like that. That's so sad. She was such a talent. She should make another record. She really should. But she won't.
I think she's scared. She doesn't like the defeat of like feeling like she didn't sell enough albums or...
Don't make it about that. Make it about
the art. Know. It's about the music. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I think if she's got fans out there who would love to hear her sing. I love her voice. Yeah. I've always loved her voice. But
me too.
Yeah, me too.
Love me some Toni. And also, do you guys know who Sanaa Lathan is, the actress? Mm-hmm. Well, she is reportedly dating rapper French Montana, which is a new low for her. I just, Sanaa, what is wrong with you? Why would you... Oh, Sanaa, you were doing so good with the movies, and her movie just came out and debuted at number one.
She's very, very pretty. And
then you get with French fucking Montana.
But do you know a lot of these really beautiful black women like her, and kind of elegant, I mean, I think she's kind of elegant, they kind of always go for these bad boy types, you know? They always go for these bad boy rapper dudes, these hard guys.
But that's he's not even cute. He looks like a thumb with eyebrows.
He looks like a thumb with eyebrows. He kind of does. I guess you could say that.
Mm-hmm. He's not attractive to me.
His at face. All. Is, yeah, you're right. His face is kind of ugly. But it's and not all about that.
Khloe Kardashian too.
It's not all about that though, Jason. It's not about how he looks. I mean, he must have a big heart or something. Mm-hmm.
It's just difficult to see them as a couple. It just really is. And there, plus there's like a big age difference. I know she's in her early 40s and he's in his
20s.
late 20s, maybe. Maybe early 30s. I don't know. No, he might be in his mid-30s, because I remember he used to be married or something
like
that.
Well, I just say, let her get what she can get when she can get it. So good for her.
I guess congratulations, but I think it's going to last? No, but congratulations in the meantime.
Christian, you have anything you want to say before we go?
I just wanted to give a shout out to all my peeps in Chicago. I just got back from Chicago today. Missed my flight. It was all the drama at the airport. but anyways, I wanted to give a shout out to everybody at Club Berlin. I had a really good time. All the girls there, Trinic Rex, Kim Chi, and Shea Coulee, who I'm like obsessed with. If you're into drag, look her up. It was a great time. I had a great time.
Club Berlin. That sounds like a leather club or something.
No, it's like a drag club. A lot of big drag queens have come out of there. Trixie Mattel, Pearl. You wouldn't know who they are. They're on RuPaul's Drag Race, but
I don't watch that show. Sorry.
I know you're old.
Sorry. No, I just have taste. Anyway, I guess that's all for the show tonight. If you want to find out more about us, you can go to gayxyz.com.
Oh, no, I have one more thing before we go.
Yes, sir, yes.
Do you guys watch this show called, I can't remember if I talked about this last week, but it's called Hey Queen?
Yes, I've seen it on YouTube.
No, okay. I haven't.
Now, does this come on network television, or is it strictly like a YouTube thing?
It's YouTube.
Oh, it's all YouTube? Okay, I thought it was on a network or something. Okay.
Did you watch that show I recommended to you, by the way, on Netflix called Blackbird?
I did. And
did you
I
like
it?
Oh, good.
Yes, absolutely loved it.
There's a really good movie called Blackbird on Netflix. It was really cute, really good, and actually kind of an indie film. So if you guys want to check it out, go to Netflix and watch it for free. It was good. Okay, you done?
And then also one more thing, and then yes. I promise we can go.
One more thing.
Queen Latifah wins an Emmy for Outstanding Television Movie for Bessie.
She won?
Yep.
Oh, she deserved it. She did really good.
She did really good in that movie. So
that was a good
congratulations movie. To Queen Latifah. I watched the movie and I absolutely loved it.
Well, she's playing a lesbian, so she's used to that. Anyway. okay, well, that's all for tonight. We'll be back next week on next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central Time here on gayxyz.com. And you can find us at Spreaker.com. And you can also find us on iTunes, I think. I'm sure that's set up. I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll be back. And thanks for listening. You can find Christian at
Christian Craven on Instagram and my website, ChristianAlexanderFashion.com.
Jason at?
You can find me on Twitter. It is Jason underscore B, B-E underscore like. I had a pause for a moment. I had to...
Jason B. Like.
Say that again, Jason. What is it again?
It's Jason B. Like. I had to think about it for a moment because I stopped and paused because I actually had to remember how to spell B-E. So, yeah, but it's Jason underscore B underscore like. I had like two glasses of wine before I did this.
And you can find me at offlimitshow.com. So, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Good night, everybody.
Bye.